Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 271. And unfortunately, we're going to have to start off with some sad news from one of our own. And we just learned this information this past week. But the Big Scary Show is sad to announce that we've just learned that Kyle Paradise of Woodland, Oregon, the owner of Scaregrounds PDX in Portland, passed away after a tragic car accident on October 15th. He was just 37 years old. There will be a celebration of his life on January 14th in Troutdale, Oregon. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Kyle Paradise and the Scaregrounds PDX family, and offers up this moment of silence. On a little bit lighter news, we have this from the Brighton Asylum Haunted Attraction in Passaic, New Jersey. Put some pep back into your step this holiday season with Santa's Sleigh on December 16th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. It's everything a horror fan could want for the holidays. Take a stroll through Santa's workshop and see lobotomized elves mindlessly packing demented toys, evil Jack Frost, rabid reindeer, chainsaw welding Santas, and so much more. Warning, this event is not for small children. You'll even have the opportunity to get your photo taken with Santa in the traditional mall photo style, but with our demented twist. This is a must-see event. We're going bigger and badder this season with even more holiday fear. Get more information at brightonasylum.com. We have this from the Fright Nights Haunted Attraction in Daniels, West Virginia. You better watch out. You better not cry. Now, running two Saturdays only, join us for the Fright Before Christmas, a Christmas Krampus-themed haunted attraction, December 9th and 16th. Skip those old boring traditions. We're swapping out our pumpkins for Christmas lights and unleashing evil elves, scary snowmen, and Krampus himself. If you thought our Halloween event was scary, then you better watch out. You better not cry. Get more information at FrightNightsWV.com. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. Days of the Dead is pleased to announce the addition of actor Jackson Rathbone to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening January 26th through the 28th at the Cortland Grand Hotel. Jackson Rathbone is an American actor, singer, and musician best known for his role as Jasper Hale in the Twilight Saga film series. From 2008 to 2012, he was the vocalist and occasional guitarist, bassist, drummer, and keyboards of the funk rock band 100 Monkeys. Days of the Dead Atlanta tickets are on sale now. Don't forget, they're taking over two floors in 2024, and the second floor will be their huge tattoo show. Get more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from Terror on the Coast in Gulfport, Mississippi. Terror on the Coast transforms into a winter horror land this December. Join us this winter for an unforgettably chilling experience. It's Winter of Terror 2, every Friday night from 7 to 11 p.m. through December 16th. Doors open at 6 p.m. with the food court and bar featuring creepy Santa photo op, Christmas lights, a snow machine, Christmas music, and more. Krampus, Dark Santa, Evil Elves, the Ice Queen, and Frosted Jack spread their bad tidings throughout a winter wonderland of horrors. Don't forget there's free parking and music by DJ Aztec. Tickets and more info are now available at terroronthecoast.com. We have this news from Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. Take a twisted tour of the horror of Menge's Mill in the dead of winter featuring Krampus, evil elves, scary Santa, and all your favorite crypt characters. Join us as we deck the halls with bloody dollies in this full-on scary event. The Cryptmas Zombie Escape Room and Hearse Sleigh Coffin Rides are often available. This all-age event is for one weekend only, December 15th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at kimscrypt.com. We have this from Hell's Dungeon Haunted Attraction in Dayton, Ohio. Announcing Christmas Clash, Krampus vs. St. Nick, December 15th and 16th from 8 to 11 p.m. With Rufus on vacation, the Rejects have taken over the dungeon for the biggest Yuletide bash yet. Join us as we deck the halls with the bowels of holly and summon Krampus and St. Nick themselves for the ultimate holiday showdown. It's winner take all in this bloody bout straight from the unhallowed halls of Hell's Dungeon. Who will win? You'll have to find out by buying a ticket. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Hell's Dungeon Dayton. We have this news from Plantation Blood Haunted Attraction in Savannah, Georgia. The creatures of Plantation Blood have been hard at work making this an event you don't want to miss. Catch the Christmas Fear, December 15th and 16th only. Be sure to grab your tickets and get more information at PlantationBlood.com, and tickets will also be available at the gate the night of the show. Be sure to get those tickets today. We have this from Midnight Terror Haunted House in Oaklawn, Illinois. Go slashing through the snow December 15th through the 17th. This Christmas, we're taking your nightmares to an all-new level. Experience Christmas Fear in an interactive Christmas nightmare only at Midnight Terror Haunted House. Christmas Fear is a highly interactive haunted holiday event with the Midnight Terror Haunted House. Have a snowball fight with demented elves. Wrap your friends up in wrapping paper. Meet evil Santa and a whole lot more. This event proudly supports and sponsors Haunters Against Hate and Christmas Without Cancer NFP. Get more information at midnightterrorhauntedhouse.com/Christmas-fear. There's this from Asylum X Haunted House in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Join us for Christmas at the Asylum, the River Valley's only Christmas haunted house. Turns out Krampus knows that the doctors haven't been so nice this year. Happening four nights only, December 8th, 9th, 15th, and 16th. Buy tickets in advance and avoid the potential of a sellout. Once tickets are gone, they're gone. Get more information and links to buy tickets at their Facebook page, facebook.com/AsylumXHaunt. We have this from the Nightmares from Hell Haunted Attraction in Imlay City, Michigan. Christmas from Hell is a haunted attraction that aims to scare visitors with a holiday twist. The attraction features Christmas-themed horror scenes. It's designed to be a frightening and immersive experience that will leave visitors on edge. This attraction is not recommended for those easily scared or if you have a fear of the dark. If you're looking for a unique way to celebrate the holiday season, our Christmas from Hell haunt may be the perfect choice for you. Happy Holidays! Happening December 8th, 9th, 15th, and 16th. Get more information at nightmaresfromhell.com. We have this news from the Azra Chamber of Horrors Haunted House in Madison Heights, Wisconsin. Join us for Christmas Chaos. For one weekend only, December 15th and 16th from 7 to 10 p.m., our mischievous monsters are eager to share their seasonal greetings with you in their unique, spine-tingling way. Come and immerse yourself in our Chamber of Horrors. Please note, this is not recommended for children under 12. Minors must be accompanied by an adult. Buy your tickets now to secure your tickets and guarantee your spot. Get more information at azrahaunt.com. We have this from Asylum 49 in Tooele, Utah. Holiday horror fans, come get your scary and merry fix at this year's Krampus Christmas event at Asylum 49. In this walkthrough haunted house event, you'll see both tinsel and terror as our evil elves have been busy decorating the haunt with ghoulish merriment. Hands-on is an optional upgrade if you desire an extra scary experience. Krampus Christmas is December 8th, 9th, 15th, and 16th from 7 to 11 p.m. Get more information and tickets at asylum49.com. We have this from the Haunted Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. Join the Haunted Hotel as it presents The Curse of Krampus, a holiday horror like no other. Join the Christmas devil himself, Krampus, and his jolly horror of evil elves, chainsaw Santas, jacked up Frost, and the whole gang of misfits that who will take over the hotel. All new holiday horror soundtrack, decor, and a whole lot of crazy. Join us as we transform the Haunted Hotel into the most blood-curdling, festive horror event you've ever seen. And make it a double feature as we're hosting a double feature event with our sister haunt in Clarksville, Indiana, Malice Manor Haunted House. Grab your combo tickets online before they run out or the price goes up. Get more information at hauntedhotelky.com. We have this news from Scream Hollow in Smithville, Texas. Want to explore the darker side of Christmas? Scream Hollow is proud to present Twisted Christmas, Fridays and Saturdays through December 16th. Three scary Christmas attractions and a lighted hayride through the woods. Get tickets and more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/screamhollow.wickedhalloweenpark. We have this from the Nightmare Chamber Haunted House in Medford, Oregon. The Nightmare Chamber Haunted House is excited to bring back our holiday haunted attraction, Sleigh Ride Horror Holiday. Located at 10 East 3rd Street in downtown Medford, the event will be held December 15th, 16th, 17th, 22nd, and 23rd from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Come experience spending the holidays with the family, a crazed group of hillbilly cannibals that would love to have you over for dinner. It's still scary but more humorous than our October haunted house. This event is one of two haunted attractions that are part of the Frights on Front holiday haunts. We encourage you to attend the other attraction at the same location, Santa's Haunted Coal Mine, presented by Nightmares on the Road. Get more information at nightmarechamber.com. And finally, we have this news regarding the Conjuring House in Burrowville, Rhode Island. This comes to us via CBSNews.com and was edited for content. Also, Storm sent this to me, so thank you, Storm. A fire broke out at a barn on the property of the Conjuring House in Rhode Island late Sunday night, December 3rd. Firefighters from multiple towns responded just before midnight to put out the flames in Burrowville. It is not yet known what caused the fire. The supposed haunted farmhouse inspired the movie The Conjuring that brought in $319 million at the box office when it was released back in 2013. These days, the home hosts guests overnight and is said to offer chances for paranormal experiences. The owners say the barn is still standing thanks to the firefighters' quick work and nobody was hurt, including spirits on the property. Quote, "The house itself is fine and the spirits within it are okay as well," the Conjuring House posted to Facebook. "We are appreciative of all of the love and support being sent our way. As always, we'll continue to monitor this story and bring you updates as we get them." And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we start winding down the end of 2023 and we start looking 2024, we start thinking about making those resolutions, you know, new year, new me, all that kind of stuff. You know, do we want to lose weight? Do we want to make money? Do we want to find true love? You know, get healthier, whatever. Because, you know, we're probably all going to break those resolutions by the spring anyway. But one resolution you probably should add to your list as you start counting down the days to the end of the year is to head down, take a break from this cold, dreary winter, head down to sunny Florida in February and attend HauntCon, which is back after several years away, COVID, lots of other things, but HauntCon is back. It has separated itself from the retail show. It is back at the Hilton Daytona Beach in sunny and probably much warmer than where you are in Florida. Lots of very interesting things have happened during its time away, including new names and all sorts of maybe new partnerships and all sorts of cool stuff. So we thought we'd go to the source. We have Doug Sheldon on the phone. He is the owner of The Haunt. He's also the organizer and owner of Fear Expo. But apparently, over the last couple of years, he's been working some deals, and he is now a co-owner or co-organizer of HauntCon. So, Doug, welcome to Big Scary News.
Hey, thank you, Drew. I appreciate you bringing me back in.
And I guess the big question is, where is Leonard Pickle? Because he, of course, he was the founder of HauntCon and ran it for, you know, almost 20 years.
Yeah, so Leonard is always going to be part of HauntCon. He is an honorary lifetime member, ambassador of our show. Leonard did release HauntCon on to another company a few years back, Clarion. And we at Fear Expo came in and teamed up with Clarion for the first year and then decided that it made sense for us to take it over, and they agreed. So we have HauntCon under the Fear Expo ownership brand, and Leonard is basically, he's the king of the castle. He can do whatever he wants in our show. He's always welcome. He is, like I said, an honorary ambassador. He's going to teach a couple classes at this upcoming HauntCon and probably walk around and shake hands and, you know, network and just really... I'm hoping that we can fill Leonard's shoes as far as the way he dreamed HauntCon would continue to grow.
Well, we'll probably have to wear four or five pairs of socks if we want to fill his shoes. But tell us a little bit about this. HauntCon's been kind of in limbo for the last few years. You know, it was sold to the other company. It stayed with them in New Orleans a couple of years, and it kind of disappeared, you know, COVID, whatever, and it's back. It sounds like it's bigger and better than ever. But give us the who, what, where, when. What's going on with HauntCon 2024? And I don't even know, should I call it HauntCon or should I call it something else?
Well, what I'd like you to do is definitely come and take a look at the HauntCon website or our Facebook page. because Hakon does have a new name. It is Hakon the Haunt and Indie Horror Show. All right, so it is morphed into something a little bit different. It is an industry show made for the education and advancement for the haunt industry and the indie horror film industry. We saw so many similarities between the two industries that it made sense to us to bring them together. You have the same buyers buying from the same vendors. You know, the producer and the haunt owner are one and the same. One does it on film and one does it in a building or in a field. So we definitely saw these two coming together. And why we were doing that, you know, someone on our board said, hey, don't forget about immersive experience. Every film, every horror show, every haunt has that immersive or tries to get to be an immersive experience. So we also added that industry in, and I tell you, this is exciting because what we're seeing from the film side, the immersive experience side, and the haunt side, we made the right choice bringing them together.
Well, you know, one thing that HauntCon was famous for, besides traveling from city to city every year, was its classes. You had great talent coming in and teaching, you know, makeup and design work, set design, business tracks, all sorts of just very, very interesting things. In fact, you know, I've had discussions with people that if HauntCon didn't even have a vendor floor and it was just classes and tours, it would still be a successful show. Are you going to keep the vendor floor? Are you going to have classes now? Are you going to have tours? How different is this going to be now that you've changed the name and moved into a partnership with Indie Films?
So the answer is yes, 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 and hell yes. So when you start out, are we having a tour? We announced on our Fear Expo Live last Thursday that we do have a Florida tournament, or excuse me, tour, a pre-show. Definitely go to the ultimatehaunttour.com or the Facebook page to check out the sites we're going to. And we are adding to our haunt tour the opportunity for a film to be played during the tour, and on top of that, an immersive experience. So holding true to our new branding, the haunt tour is not going to be your normal everyday haunt tour. We are adding excitement and making it an experience from beginning to end. So yes, haunt tour, definitely. Thursday night, make sure you check that out. It's only $129. And it's definitely a great experience. As far as the show floor, if you go to HauntCon.com, you can actually see the show floor as it grows. Every day we're getting more and more vendors. When we're all done, we'll have roughly about 60 vendors in the immersive experience, horror film industry, and haunt industry, which is a great start for a show coming back. And that's exciting in itself, but on top of that, we are going to have 50 classes consisting of all three tracks, the immersive, the indie film, and the haunt, evenly pretty much to our crossover classes. But on top of that, we are going to be featuring four horror films that have not been released as of yet. There's been showings, but they have not been released. So it'll be an opportunity for you not only to go and preview a film that's never been released, but you're going to get to be able to meet the cast. Well, we're hoping some of the actors, but definitely the producer or filmmaker, and ask them a Q&A afterwards.
Well, that sounds interesting. As far as, you know, if you like horror films, and if you're into the Halloween industry, you probably do. So from what I understand, these are going to be indie haunt films that have been produced by people who are appearing at the show. And then you're going to be screening them and have a Q&A afterwards, if I'm understanding that correctly.
That's correct.
Okay, so it's going to be similar to a film festival at, say, a horror convention, but yet it's going to be a whole lot different. It's not going to be, you know, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., nothing but horror films. It's just going to be select films, maybe, what, two a day, one a day, three a day, I don't know. But it sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. And how many, you said 60 vendor spaces? How many spaces are left? And if somebody wanted to be a vendor, how could they go about becoming one?
So if they hurry before December 15th, we are giving away a free vendor booth once you reserve your hotel room. So you reserve your hotel room, you get a free vendor spot. This year only, it's not one of those lifetime, but what we're doing is we're promoting the show and giving an opportunity for the growth of all three industries. By doing that, making sure that they reserve their hotel room tells us they have a commitment, they're coming, and we're going to give them a free booth to try this show out. But you got to do it before December 15th. After that, the booths are $450, and you can reserve your booth at hauntcon.com or indiehorrorshow.com.
Sounds like fun. As far as, you know, going back again to the horror films, and one of the things that, you know, a lot of these film festivals do is bring in celebrities to, like, come in, meet and greet, sell autographs, things like that. Is that something that's happened with HauntCon either this year or down the road?
So we've been asked that question a lot, and I love that you brought that up. Our goal is not about you coming in and getting an autograph or a picture from one of our celebrities. Our goal is for you to become that next celebrity. So if you're an aspiring artist, you know, we're not going to have you go and get an autograph or a picture from Michael Green. Instead, we're going to let you go into his class and learn from Michael Green or Amy Levy or some of the stars that we have coming in. They're teaching classes. They're doing Q&As. They're going to give you education. Now, a lot of them do have booth spaces as well. And if they decide to give out photos and autographs, then I love the fact that they're going to do that. But that is not what HauntCon's about. What this is about is education. Education, vendors, and networking. We have four networking events throughout the show to help you network and meet the people that are helping you grow your business.
What are some of the examples of networking events? You know, I've attended, you know, shows, many shows over the years, and, you know, there's always a party, a mixer, things like that. Are these going to be very similar to others that I would see at other shows, or are you doing anything different?
So, you know, you know me, I love to do things different. So, on Thursday night, we do have a early bird networking event from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. With drinks and our like finger foods and stuff. Gives an opportunity for anyone who shows up who didn't go on the haunt tour but are looking to just, you know, get together and talk about, you know, old times or talk about new times, whatever they want to do. So, yes, we have a mixer on Thursday night. And then the pre-show floor party from 12 to 2 on Friday, our show floor opens up at 2, is going to be just outside. We have a pre-function area, and that also will be a mixer-style party with door prizes and different opportunities to win stuff. And once again, network with the people who are going to be on the show floor and the different people who are teaching classes. And then we have that night, we have our luau. We have a haunted luau, which is going to be so much fun. We are going to take that luau to that next level. And once again, that's going to be very creative. We're going to be releasing details on that very soon. I believe that's from 6 to 9. And then from 9 till midnight, we have our after party. That'll be either live music or a local DJ. We're looking at both right now and trying to make a decision on which way to go with it. But either way, it's going to be an after party with bars and networking and fun. And then we get into Saturday. Saturday morning, of course, you have your show floor and you have your classes that'll be opening. But we also have a grab-and-go lunch for all of our VIPs, and then plus anyone can buy it, but our VIPs get it all for free. Not a lot of networking except for the classes and all of our movie premieres that will be going on. But then after the show closes, we are going to have the awards for the vendors on the show floor. Moving right into a movie and, or excuse me, a dinner and entertainment. And it's looking like our entertainment is going to be a comedian this year, which I'm super excited. That's totally different than anything we've done before. So yes, that's different too. So you're going to be able to sit back, have a plate of dinner, and have a great comedian involved. And then after that, we have our My Bloody Valentine Ball, where you get to dress up like your favorite killer or victim. This is bringing the film industry and the haunt industry together. I cannot wait to see some of the creations people come up with or the different costumes. We are going to be giving away prizes for different types of costumes. That's sponsored by Blooms FX. So they're going to be releasing more details on that as well. And then on Sunday, we have a Bloody Mary bar in the morning to get everyone going, get them rocking, to have a good Sunday.
You better you gotta be 21, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
And then, and then of course, our classes resume, and so does our show floor. But here is something awesome. You want to stick around because everyone who got a general admission ticket, everyone who got a VIP ticket has entrance into a $3,000 drawing. Every half an hour, we're giving away $500 to one person, and they can spend it with any vendor on the floor.
So this is going to be like a show bucks kind of thing? You're not just going to stand there and hand somebody 500s. It's going to be like something.
It's going to be so you can spend it on the floor. We want to help all of our vendors and promote them. And the best way to do that is make sure that we give away some money that, you know, can benefit the buyer and also benefit our vendors.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool. So it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And this is at the Hilton Daytona Beach. Is that right on the water?
It is. And actually, we are working on something, and I haven't announced it yet because I want to make sure it goes through. We're working on maybe trying to do some kind of beach party too.
Oh, that sounds great. And I'm assuming the weather in February in Florida is probably a whole lot better than it is up in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Probably better than Charlotte as well. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm assuming that, you know, as you said, you still have some hotel rooms available. You still have some vendor floor space available if you're a up-and-coming artist, if you have a product that you sell and, you know, you can't quite afford the big shows yet. This might be a great place to kind of get your foot into the dip your toe into the water, so to speak.
Yeah, and the only thing that's completely filled right now is our instructor space. We have more instructors than we even can put on the floor right now.
Oh, well, so, that's a horrible problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah. And I cannot wait to release this list because people are going to be excited to see some of the people teaching classes here at HauntCon.
Excellent. And I assume there will be more information coming up on your Fear Expo Live podcasts when that information becomes available.
Every Thursday night, make sure you tune in. We're constantly talking about what's coming up. We're going to start releasing schedules. You can buy your tickets now. The only ticket that's not available right now is the movie pass ticket because it will be a separate ticket. It won't be included in your free classes. So we will make sure we have that up very soon, too. We're just waiting to get the paperwork on our fourth and final film.
Excellent. Final question from me. Do you need to pack a Hawaiian shirt to attend this luau?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you thinking? Of course.
Just thought I'd better go ahead in advance. I know people whose pretty much entire wardrobe is Hawaiian shirts, but just wanted to make sure. And if we had time to go back and change into killer and or victims for later parties and things. But it sounds like
that's the best part, Drew, is everything's in the hotel. The third floor is the entire convention. Everything on the third floor is the convention. You go up, you jump on the elevator, you go to your room, change over, come back down.
Oh, sounds like it's just going to be a whole lot of fun. A great way to beat the winter blues. Go ahead and start getting your haunted fix because, hey, you know, you're only, 8 months away from Halloween at that point, so You know, how can people get this information? How can people go ahead and buy tickets? What are the websites? What are the social medias where people can find all this information about the HauntCon and Indie Horror Show coming to the Hilton Daytona Beach, Florida, February 9th through the 11th? I'm guessing it's actually technically the 8th if you include the tours.
Yeah, technically it is the 8th. That is the Ultimate Haunt Tour. They're the ones running that. But yes, technically it would be the 8th. The show starts the 9th at 2 o'clock and lasts until Sunday at 2 o'clock. Classes do start earlier on Friday the 8th. We have classes starting at 10 a.m. on Friday. So go to HauntCon.com or IndieHorrorShow.com. Look for probably within the next, I'd say, 6 or 7 days now that the events are all done. Definitely by the 15th, we will have the complete schedule up there. You'll be able to purchase all the individual tickets. If you're not buying a VIP, which would be crazy because it's the VIP, just the food is worth more than we're charging for the VIP ticket. And you get everything with it. Everything except for, I'm sorry, you don't get the films and you don't get the Ultimate Haunt Tour. Those are two separate things. But yeah, go to those websites, check it out. I'm excited to see everyone in Florida. My wife told me if I did another convention, it had to be in Florida because we needed a vacation. So here it is. Everyone who needs a vacation, come check this out.
You were just in Florida for IAPA. So.
Yes, I was. But it rained, Drew, every day.
Well, you know, you can't help that. So you might want to check the skies if you're actually going to do that beach party, because you never know. Maybe that's the rainy season in Florida. I do not know, not being a resident there. I guess one last question is, you know, about an hour from Daytona, you've got that big entertainment hub in the center of the state where you have the Mouse and Spider-Man and Harry Potter and all that. Are there going to be any representatives from those companies attending or doing classes or panels or anything like that?
You know, there just might be. We have not released our list yet because we've learned our lesson over our last shows to make sure everything's in writing before you release anything. So we have a few more contracts to get signed, and then we're going to release everything and we'll make sure you get one of the first heads up about it.
Well, that sounds fantastic, and we can't wait to release that information on our news programs, such as this one. Doug Sheldon is the owner of HauntCon, or the HauntCon and Indie Horror Show, coming February 9th through the 11th to the Hilton at Daytona Beach, Florida. We hope to see you down there, folks. It looks and sounds like it's going to be a great, great show. HauntCon.com for all the information. You can get your tickets today. Check them out. I know they're on Facebook. I'm sure they're on every social media out there. But Doug Sheldon, thank you so much for taking time to speak to us.
Hey, I appreciate you reaching out, and I just want to correct one thing. I am one of the owners. It is Fear Expo that actually owns HauntCon. I just happen to be one of the lucky ones who get to talk about it.
You're the mouthpiece, and we'll come to you when it comes time to talk about Fear Expo. I'm sure we'll talk to you right here. My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.